to worship like we used to, back when you needed something, back when you were hurting. Some of us need to get our shout back. But guess what? God is still God. Some believers that believe that Jesus is real. Some fanatics in here. Some lost your mind believers. Holy Ghost filled tongue talking. Maybe I'm in the wrong place. Water baptized. Devil stalking. From your phone, taking pictures of what they're wearing, what they're driving, what's in the driveway, what's in the garage. Come on, you're thinking you're being sneaky, but your flashlight's on. Come on, anybody ever been there? You're trying to sneak a picture of something, and all of a sudden the flash goes off, and you're like, it was him. He did it. But see, you get excited when you get invited over to somebody famous house. Right? You go somewhere famous. You go to a ball game. You go somewhere. You got your camera out. You got your recorder out. You texting people. Guess where I'm at? You snapping. Hey, look at where I'm at. I'm at the ball game. Look at this. Look at this. I'm at this place. Hey, look at who I saw. Now, why are we not like that at church? To God's house. I remember, I'm a big sports guy, and I remember getting invited to this sports event, real exclusive. A bunch of players were there, and I was excited. I got my ticket, right? I got my invitation. And so we're in line, right? There's a line going up to the door, and there's somebody at the door, and they're big and scary. And they checking to make sure your name is on the list. They're looking at your invitation to make sure you belong in the building. It's the way church is. We should be checking to see, you gonna be dead this morning? Could you imagine if the usher stopped you at the door and said, you gonna take a nap today, or you gonna be in service? You gonna clap your hands today? You gonna raise your hands? You gonna do a little dance? Or you gonna be dead? Oh, you'd be so offended. Shoo! Come on, you can't make me do that. They shouldn't have to make you do it. You're in the house of God. And you know, we're getting up. I'm the next person, and you know how you get excited, because you're going somewhere that other people aren't going. You get excited because we put people up higher than they should. No matter, it was fun. So I'm in line, and the person in front of me, the guy says, "Can I see your invitation?" Oh, he gets his phone out, and he's trying to find it. He's trying to show the guy, hey, I was invited. And the man stood there and said, excuse me, sir, but if you could step aside while you find your invitation, and I can help those that have an invitation. Yeah. Oh, man, I went like this. Sucked it in as much as I could, pushed it up. And I walked up and I showed him my invitation, and he said, come on in. Come on, that's the way we should be here in the presence of God. Hey, you better tell every devil chasing you, every demon chasing you, every person talking bad about you. You need to say, hey, look at where I'm at. I'm kicking it back right here in the house of God. From God Almighty. You know, from the God that knocked the blindness out of Bartimaeus. The God that healed the woman with the issue of blood, not by laying hands on her, by her just touching the head. Judah invited me over. The conquering, redeeming, forgiving God invited me over to his house. I know about you, but I got an invitation. I said, I don't know about you, but I got an invitation. God who refused, a man here who refused to live without you, so he died so he could purchase and pay the price to bring you back into his presence. That's worth shouting for right there. Come on. That's worth shouting for. You ever been blessed by Jesus Christ Almighty? You ever been healed by the Lord? Some of you left your invitation. at home because you ain't ready. You ain't ready. You ain't ready to be in the house of God. You come in here on Sunday morning because you want to tip God. You want to say, hey, I was in church. Look at me. God's not interested. Oh, come on now. God's not interested in attending your religious exercise. So go ahead and be a Sunday morning Christian. Go ahead and be quiet in your seat. Go ahead and stay seated. Go ahead and stay in the back. Go ahead and sneak in so you don't think anybody saw you. Put your best outfit on. Come on, tie up your tie. Put your Gucci on, your Louis Vuitton on. Come on, put your Sunday best on. Dust off your Bible you haven't used all week. Listen to your shouting music. Put that Maverick City on to get you in the right mood on your way to church. Come on, some of you hadn't listened to worship music all week, but this morning, and you got in your car, you clicked it on. Oh, man, I'm preaching to somebody right now. So go ahead and get in your religious exercise of I'm coming to church, but guess what? God ain't going to show up for you. God's going to show up for the person next to you that's excited to be in church. He said, I ain't gonna show up where I ain't welcome. Woo! I'm about to run around this church. Some of you forgot where you came from. Forgot who picked you up from the miry clay and put you where you were today. Some of you forgot about your past. Some of you forgot about how you were dirt poor. Some of you forgot before you started blessing, before you started giving, before you started tithing, what your life was like, what your marriage was like, what your kids were like. Am I preaching to somebody here today? I dare you to look at your neighbor right now and say, God wants me to come to his party. See, church is supposed to be a party, yeah. Celebration. Yeah. Supposed to be a free zone, yeah. Where fat people and skinny people can come together and not look at each other. Yeah. Where male and female can come and worship at his altar. Yeah. Where the rich and the poor. I don't know about you, but my Bible says red, yellow, black, and white. They are all precious in his sight. Short ones, tall ones. Don't matter the outward appearance. When you in the house of God, we all come together. I don't care who you voted for. I'm in the house of God. I don't care whether you believe in the vaccine or you against the vaccine. Guess what? It don't matter. I'm in the house of God. I don't care if you want to wear a mask or not wear a mask. Guess what? We in the house of God. Come on, you don't think this preacher right here is a man of God? Hey, his Jesus laid hands on the lepers and they were healed. That's why this man's here. He'll lay hands on you if you're sick or not. He ain't going to get it. And if he did get it, guess what? He's got a God behind him that said, hey! See, we all come together, no matter what we are, in one common denominator, and that's Jesus Christ. Whew! We're about to shout. We're about to shout. Man, one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 91. Such a good scripture, but in verse 14 it says, if you hold on to me for dear life. Come on, that means we ain't done yet. 2020 and the beginning of 2021, we've been holding down for dear life. We didn't know where we were going. We've been holding down. We've been on a roller coaster. We've been all over the place. But he says, if you hold on to me for dear life, I'll give you the best of care. If you'll only get to know me. And trust me. Call me and I'll answer. Hey, I'll be at your side in bad times and I will rescue you. Come on, some of you need rescuing. Some of you in trouble right now. Some of you in your life, there's something a wreck. There's something going wrong. There's something array in your life, and you need God to rescue you. But look what he says here. And then I'll throw you a party. Now, some translations say, I will honor you. That's almost better than throwing a party. That means not only am I going to throw you a party, but you the guest. You the main attraction. You've been hurting, you've been suffering, but God said, hey, I'm going to rescue you. I'm going to put you up. I'm going to honor you. I'm going to throw you a party. I don't think you heard what I said. I don't think you understand the magnitude. The magnitude. He said, I'm going to throw you a party. About you, brother, but I'm gonna have a party this morning. We might be here all day long. What are you looking for when you go to a party? You're looking for the refreshments. You're looking for the chips and dip. You're looking for the stack of cookies in the corner, the desserts, right? Come on. When you go to a party, you're looking for the refreshments. Well, I know about you, but I think we found the refreshments of this party. Hey, they don't like it, so I'm going to preach to you. Bring it. Hallelujah. Just because we get beat down, brother, don't count us out. Just because somebody hits you, don't you count me out. I ain't out of this. I ain't out of this. Tell your neighbor, I ain't out of this fight. Woo! Let me, hold on. Let me set the stage at my party here. You ready to hear the rules of my party? Good, because I'm going to tell you anyways. Shouting is a part of my party. Jumping is a part of my party. Laughing is a part of my party. Some of you haven't laughed in so long that when you smile, your face is going to crack. Come on, try it. Laugh at the devil once. Look at the person and say, hey, you need a smile. Some of you haven't been able to smile, so you need to fake it. Come on, fake it till you make it. Come on, act like you're happy to come to church. You got to act like you love Pastor's sermon, whether you liked it or not. Hey, listen to me. If Pastor doesn't offend you at some point in time in your sermon, then he needs to up his game. That's right. You go, ooh, ow, ooh. You hit me right in the spot. How'd you know where that was at, Pastor? I've been hiding it. Oh, I'm preaching pretty good right now. Hey, dancing is in order at my party. Singing is in order at my party. Crying is not out of order at my party. Some of you need to start dancing like nobody's watching. Some of you need to start loving like you've never been hurt. sing like nobody's been listening like me. I'm the one that I start singing in the shower and the Lord says, hey, just talk to me. Oh, yeah. I got a spot at my church and my family comes up and the Lord just said, make a joyful noise. He didn't say it had to sound good. Come on, don't get offended, white people, but look at me. I wasn't blessed like some of you. When I start to sing, everyone around me goes, what's that noise? What's going on? Oh, come on, man. If you were clubbing right now, you'd be excited. If you were at a ball game right now, you'd be excited. Come on, some of you need, let's just set the mood here, shall we? Go. Woo! Man, anybody that's ever been healed should be shouting and jumping right now. Anybody that's ever been set free should be shouting and jumping right now. Anybody that's ever been delivered should be shouting right now. Anyone that's marriage has ever been set free should be shouting right now. God inhabits the praise. Whoa, God inhabits the praises of his people. Not the death, not the boring. No, God inhabits the praise. Woo! We're talking about the God that when he was in the middle of a storm, he was taking a nap. My Jesus, in the middle of a storm, woo, was taking a nap. Somebody's excited this morning. Somebody knows what God did for us this morning. Woo! Woo! See, in the storm is when Jesus woke up. And what did he do? Got up and said, hey, storm! Some of you, the problem is you didn't go wake up the Savior in the middle of your storm. Hey, in the middle of my storm, I'm going to wake up Jesus. Is he on my boat?
Yeah.
God Almighty's on my boat, Josh. I ain't sitting around waiting. I'm going up to the Lord. Hey, Jesus, wake up. Some of you need some big faith because big faith means big Jesus. You bring small faith, guess what? Small Jesus. Shoo, you get me excited. Tell you what, man, my boy now who's 17 years old, when he was a baby, I might have told this story before, but when he was a baby, he had a disease get on him. Wasn't his disease, wasn't our disease. We didn't claim it. But every week, we had three services a week, and every week we brought that little baby down through the back door and dragged him up to the altar, and we laid him down and we worshiped Jesus like there was nothing wrong. Week after week after week after week after week. 11 weeks, 12 weeks, 13 weeks. Hey, your son's going to be in a wheelchair, the doctor said. He'll never walk again, the doctor said. Hey, he's going to be blind, this disease. 9 out of 10 kids go completely blind. All of the kids that have this disease end up with some kind of blindness. I said, okay, thank you. I paid you to do your job. Now I know what to get after. Some of you get mad at the doctor because he gave you a bad report. You paid him to give you a report. Don't you want the truth? You want him to lie to you? You're dying, but they go, sister, everything's going to be okay. No, I want to know I'm dying so that I can take that and I can present it to Jesus Christ Almighty. So I said, thank you for your report. But I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. 13, 14, 15, 16 weeks, 17 weeks, I dragged this 16-month-old baby and we brought him up and we presented him to Jesus Christ. Wheelchair bound, blind bound. But one day, when God inhabits the praises of his people, when two or three or more are gathered in his name, woo, God shows up in the midst. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, after 17, 18 weeks, that little boy got up. Now he's 17 years old. A basketball star. Now, woo, running all over the place. He ain't blind. He's got 20/20 vision. God set us free. If that ain't worth shouting and running about, I don't know what is. My wife had cancer get attached to her. Had several surgeries, over $100,000 worth of medical bills. Yeah, that'll scare the pants off of you. And that's with good insurance. Cancer decided to get in there and start working it itself. What do? We didn't cry about it. We didn't sit home. No. You want to find us? You want to know where we're at, brother? You want to know where we're at, preacher? We at there. We went to the altar. We began to cry out like nothing was ever wrong. See, it's easy to jump and shout and cry out when everything's great in your life. It's easy to pull money out of your pocket and give it when you got it. But what, it ain't easy. It ain't easy to jump and shout when all hell has broke out in your life. But that's when you need to. That's when you need to. Imagine shouting like your miracle is already here. Imagine jumping like your miracle's already here. Imagine dancing like your miracle's already here. You're in the midst of hell, but it don't matter because Jesus is in the midst of those who praise him. Woo! So that attached to my wife. Surgery after surgery. You know, we got to this one and they said, now Josh, not sure your wife will make it out. My wife was sitting there and I grabbed her hand and she had this, she's a good woman of God, but she had that look of, what if I die? So I said, what if you die? You go into the place that we have spent 40 years of our life. Now you can't say that if you ain't living with Jesus. But I said, what's the worst that's going to happen? You want to end up in the arms of Jesus? Now I'm a pretty good looking man, but Jesus is a whole lot better. There ain't no natural man I'm giving my wife up to, but I give them up to Jesus. So we were found at that altar, preacher. We were found at that altar, every service, holding hands, crying out to God, until one day God showed up and healed my wife. She came out with a clean bill of health. Tell you what, I don't know about you, but that's worth running about. Woo! Come on! My niece, 12 years old, died on the side of my parents' pool, drowned, was underwater for close to 10 minutes. They dragged her lifeless body and they threw her up on the ground. She was blue, that's what us white people turn when we're dead or dying. I don't know what you black folk turn, because I've never seen somebody dying that was black, but when you're white, you turn blue. Come on, we're us white people, we're the colored people. We're the ones that change colors. So you can call me a colored person all day long and I won't get offended. So she's dead on the side of the pool. Paramedics are coming. How many know they don't come fast? Just when they started giving up, my brother-in-law, who's an awesome man of God, began to shout. See, when you're in, when you're in the midst of turmoil, you don't give up. You don't go, oh, well, this was meant to be. I guess this is what God has for us. No, my brother-in-law, who's a mighty man of God, a preacher, a pastor, he said, hey, I'm a tither. I'm a giver. I'm found at the altar. I have given everything up for you, Jesus. And it's not her time to die. Imagine getting in a place with your dead baby sitting down there. You can get into a place where you begin to rejoice. When you begin to shout, when you begin to say, hey, I'm a tither, I'm a giver, this ain't gonna happen to me. This ain't gonna happen to me. And they begin to shout and rejoice. And as they did, that baby sat up. Hey, 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 there's more. That baby didn't even spit up water. I mean, you know, when you drown, you suck water. You ever seen TV or anything, you know, like, or you almost, you in a pool and you get it, oh, you choke up water? No, see, Jesus ain't just about sitting you up. Jesus put the breath of himself inside that baby, cleaned it all up. Took her to the hospital and she's in the ambulance and they get out and they go, where's the drowned victim? Where's the girl that died? And my niece raises her hand. She walked out of that ambulance. They said, hey, what can we give you? And she said, I don't know, you might want to check on my mom. She's a problem. Come on, if that ain't worth jumping and shouting about. Hey, I've seen dead people come alive. Woo! 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 See, there's a shift gonna happen in the church. People ain't afraid no more. And if you watching me right now online and you're afraid to get your butt in church, shame on you. You get your rubber gloves on, you get your hazmat suit on, you get your mask on, whatever it is that makes you comfortable, and you get your butt in church. God Almighty turned his back on his only son and walked away. Put him in a borrowed tomb. Sealed it shut with some Roman guards. But you can't write the story of Jesus Christ off just yet. That day was Friday. Well, they buried that man, but what they didn't know is that Sunday was coming. I don't care what you're going through in your life, you just constantly say, Sunday's coming. I'm going to God's house. I've been invited to his party. No matter what I'm going through, Sunday's coming! Woo! I know, maybe you need to turn your neighbor and remind them what day today is. Buried Jesus on Friday. Then Sunday came. They went to that tomb and guess what? There was something missing. Even those that he told, hey, I'm gonna come back in 3 days. I don't know what you're worried about. I'm gonna come back. They didn't know what to do on Sunday, but guess what? We believers know what to do on Sunday. Come on, do I have any crazy, faith-filled, nuts about Jesus Christians in this place? Followers of Christ. Ready at any moment to cast the demon out, to heal the sick, tell somebody else about Jesus. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, hey, it's Sunday. Come on, turn to someone else and say, it's Sunday. And on Sunday is when Jesus raised from the dead. That's why we celebrate on Sunday. You come to the church dead, then guess what? You're going to receive dead. Woo! Come on. You come looking for nothing, then you're going to get nothing. But when you get into the glory, when you dip into the glory of God on Sunday, there ain't nothing that's going to hold you back. You're going to be like, it's going to get up inside of you. Now, come on, somebody got it. Somebody got it. Somebody got it. Woo! Hey, 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 hey. Some of you, now some of you just got to get your foot going. Because once you get that going, your foot begins to tell the rest of your body what to do. Come on, get your... It's all right. It's all right. Pastor's okay with this. Look, he's got his foot going. Some of you just need to get your foot going. And then all of a sudden, your foot's got to get the other one going. It's contagious. Your feet are contagious. And then when both get going, woo! Mm-ah. Then when that band gets going, you can't hold it back. Come on, some of you need to dance your doubt away. Some of you hadn't danced in so long. fake it. Dance if you gotta fake it. Shout if you gotta fake it. Woo! Don't give up on God now. Some of you need a miracle in this place. Some of you need a marriage revival. Some of you need a financial revival. Come on, grab it. God's here. The Holy Spirit is here. Come on, it's time to get out. Woo! Hey, I know about you, brother. But when I think about his goodness, when I think about his goodness and what he's done for me, it makes me want to dance and shout. Control now. We out of Jesus control. We've done decided we don't care. It's Sunday. And Sunday is party time. Sunday is party time. Sunday's when you get wild, brother. Oh, come on. Oh, Josh, I'm tired. Hallelujah. You crazy white boy, I'm tired. Hey, I ain't afraid of my color. Just spent a week in Florida. I'm a little tan. I'm looking pretty good. Just don't look underneath. Man, a pastor, a wild, crazy worship leader friend of mine said one time, if you, true praise is when you can sing the same song for hours upon hours and still praise him. Some of us get bored. I'm going to go back to preaching to you guys. You're the only ones excited right now. Look at that smile.
Lord of Lords,
Lord of Lords,
he's the King of Kings. that saves. Feel the name that raises. Feel the name that restores. Feel the name that prepares. Feel the name that fixes, delivers, heals. Feel the name that calls us to come up a little bit higher, to reach a little higher, to be a little bit more generous. Feel the name that calls us to our knees. Feel the name that we lift our hands to. Lift our hands to him. He's here and he is good. He's a good God who gives good gifts to his kids. Amen.
Hallelujah!
So come on, we've praised him for his greatness. We declare that he's the way maker, the miracle worker. He keeps his word, church. And his word says he sent his word and healed you. His word says by his stripes you have been healed. His word says that you're an overcomer. You're more than a conqueror. Come on, lift your hands. Whatever you need, the King of Glory, the Waymaker's in the house this morning. Cry out to him, Jesus. Thank you, you're here. We, your people, with lifted hands, lifted hearts. Come on, lift your voice to him. Come on, church, use that prayer language. He is great and greatly to be praised, and this is his day.
Holy, 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 you are holy in this place, Lord. Magnificent Jesus, great and glorious.